This is Oystermouth Radio, broadcasting online, on tablet, on smartphone, and on TuneIn Radio. Now, with me today in the studio are some pupils of St. David's Catholic Primary School in West Cross, together with Ruth Cronin, who is... You're a teacher there.
I'm not a teacher, I'm a parent governor on the chair.
You're a parent governor, thank you for that. Hello, and welcome to you all.
Hello, Oystermouth Radio.
Thank you very much. Right, I thought we could start by talking just a little bit about the school itself. Ruth, I wonder, could you give us a brief history of the school? I'm not talking about why it was and all that sort of thing, but how old is it? I mean, when did it actually open?
The original St. David was actually in the centre of town next to St. David's Church. And right. Due to development in the city in the 80s, the school has actually moved to the location in West Cross. And it took over part of the Grange School then, so we took over the infant unit of the Grange School.
Okay. So the one in town is closed now?
Yeah, no longer there.
No. Are there any others in the Swansea, the city and county of Swansea area? Any other Catholic schools?
Other Catholic primary schools, yes. We've got St. Joseph's Cathedral and St. Ithelstead's.
Okay. So you said it was opened when?
In the 80s, early 80s.
Right. There's quite a lot of schools in that road, isn't there?
There is, actually. I've got a lot in West Cross. Yeah. Gotline Darrow and the Grange and St. David's all in a row.
Do you all get on?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Now, it's obviously being a Catholic school, I assume the Catholic ethos of the school is quite important. Is that right?
Yes, obviously it's very important. The principles and values of the schools. And not just for Catholic children, we take children of all denominations.
Right.
As long as parents support our principles and values. Mm. But we've got many children who come from international families and who work in the university. And that's right. One of the great things about the school. And we've got Spanish children, Chinese, Korean, and Polish.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good strength of the school.
Presume a lot of them would be Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah. Not necessarily. No. Any idea how many are not?
No, I don't know. You've obviously got children coming from the more Catholic countries like Poland and Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
But then we've got Indian families, we've got Korean families who are not necessarily Catholic.
Yeah. But anyway.
But everyone's welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So how many do you have? Perhaps one of you can tell me.
We have around 160 children in our school.
Okay. Yeah, very good. And your name is?
Isabella,
right, good. 160. Are you full?
We're not. We're always looking for more lovely children to join the school.
Oh, there we are. We put it out on the air for you. I know primary schools have a wide range of subjects. But what sort of subjects do you teach? Is it the same as most primary schools?
Obviously, we teach the traditional 3 hours, but we tend to work in topics. So each term, each class works in topics. So it might be the Romans, it might be potions, and then the 3 hours will come into that, then to do the mathematics, and then they'll do the ICT, the literature, and they'll all come into these topics then.
Yeah.
And they'll have school trips based on these topics.
Yeah, you're fine. That's good. What would you say are the particular strengths of the school? I mean, you've presumably had an inspection.
We've had an inspection, but it's thinking outside the box then from the traditional. Outdoor learning is obviously very important. We have a genius club, which was inspired by Google, where for an hour a week, all the children get mixed into separate groups that they choose. So it might be yoga, it might be...
Children do talents?
Yeah.
Crafting and Lego.
Like cooking.
Yeah, scootering.
Scootering.
That's Lego club.
Yeah. ICT.
Coding.
Scootering.
Circuits club.
What's a circuits club?
It's like with electric things, and you make like lights turn on.
Oh, brilliant! Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So this is where children get to choose their passion and what they're interested in.
That's wonderful.
And the groups are mixed from all the ages, from all the classes.
Yeah.
So they bond together throughout the whole school and for the rest of the week.
Do you have? I suppose you can't really, but I don't know if you have any after school clubs and so on. But you can't because of the transport, presumably.
Oh, we have after school clubs.
Do you?
We have. Football. Pop stars, football, basketballs on a Friday. There is also a drama company called Cats, but that isn't run by the school, but it is in the school. It's held in the school.
as well.
And there's also lunchtime clubs like Spanish and French and things like that. There's just dance that we do, yoga, stuff like that.
The university comes sometimes and they run after school clubs like Latin and history.
Really? That's an awful lot goes on. Well, nothing awful about it.
Very dynamic.
What would you say is your catchment area then?
We cover quite a large area from the leisure centre, Upland, Sketty, Three Mumbles area, and the Gower area as well.
That is a big, isn't it?
It is, but we have buses that come in, free buses that come in from reception up.
So they're all free?
They're free from reception.
Brilliant.
We've got nursery children, we charge £5 for the afternoon. So it's very cheap childcare.
That's great. Now, you said that you do welcome non-Catholics. I mean, are they brought in the same way by bus? Or it doesn't make any difference.
Yes, everyone is the same. The school, you know, they want whatever the gender, the denomination, ethnicity. They want the best for all of them and to try and bring out the true potential in every child.
Okay. So if any of our listeners have children, or the children themselves are interested, how do they go about apply to you?
They can ring the headmistress, Miss Richards.
Okay.
And she will more than willing take time out to show them around the school and explain what we do
just pop in.
Yeah. Are they, would you say the majority of them are local?
No.
Local in the area?
No, we have three large buses and one minibus that comes to the school. So the children come from all over Swansea, which is lovely, because when they go to comp then they have no trouble mixing, because they've mixed with lots of different children from lots of different areas.
And what comp do you feed into then?
We feed 7 comps. So we feed Bishop Gore, Bishopston, Ulpha, St Michael's, Fernoni and Gowerton, and
Bishop
Vaughan, of course.
You nearly forgot that. That's good. Okay, now the main reason, it's lovely to learn about the school and everything that's happening. The main reason that we want to talk about today, though, is this, you call it a community recycling scheme. That you've just set? No, you haven't just set up.
We have only since January.
Oh, right. Yes. So it's very new.
In its infancy, yes.
Oh, right. Great. So why did you do that?
I think I've always been a keen recycler, but you keep finding items you just can't put in the recycling. And it's very frustrating when you do want to do something, but you can't do anything. So I went looking to see certain products, whether they could be recycled. And I found out that TerraCycle, the company we work with, they recycle pens. And I'm the type of person, a pen doesn't work, we put it back in the pencil case until the next time, and you never throw them out.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that was full. So I deliberated on it for a while, and I started hearing more news about crisp packets and Walkers and the fuss people are making and sending off crisp packets to Walkers, just putting a stamp on a crisp packet and sending it through. And eventually Walkers joined the scheme, and I thought that was a good time to actually get on board.
When you say Walkers joined the scheme, what did they do?
Crisp packets are difficult to recycle because they're mixed material of foil laminated plastic. So the council don't take them, it's not cost effective for them to take them, or difficult to recycle. But TerraCycle works with big brands to recycle the difficult to recycle things that we all think are non-recyclable, but they can be in the right channels.
I didn't know that crisp packets weren't recyclable, now I do. I also heard that black plastic is not recyclable. Have you heard that?
That actually depends on the area and what machinery they have. Apparently the machines don't pick up the black colour of plastic, so it depends what authority and what machines they have.
Yeah.
They can in Swansea, as far as I'm aware, unless I'm corrected, but some areas have different machinery and they can't pick up the black of the plastic.
So you don't get involved in those?
I don't know.
No, but we can recycle them normally. What items do you look for in particular? I know we've said crisp packets, but I mean, I've got a list here.
We do lots of everyday things. We do bread bags, crisp packets, Pringles tubes, disposable contact lenses, toothbrushes, Tassimo pods from the coffee machines, biscuit packets, cake wrappers. The one issue we have is that people are so used to recycling by the plastic type that it's difficult to get into the mindset that we only collect the products. Because we only get sponsored to collect certain products.
Yeah.
So Walkers don't make noodle packets, So even though the material is the same as a crisp packet, walkers are not going to pay to recycle the noodle packets. So it's just trying to educate people that we only want what we actually ask for on the posters or on Facebook.
What about, I presume you don't recycle, these Tetra Paks?
We don't recycle Tetra Paks, and there are places in the refuge centres in Clyne and in Sainsbury's that will collect them.
Because you've got to take them there.
You've got to take them there.
Because I get loads of those. Okay.
We originally started the scheme, as I said before, I'm a parent governor and I'm chair of the PTA, and we just wanted a link with the community, the school of the community. And we racked our minds over maybe a year or so, just thinking, how can we get involved with the community? And I think you'd agree that this scheme actually does benefit the community and,
absolutely.
And builds links with the school.
Quite. So give us a list again. You've got the bins outside your school, we know that.
We've got 24-hour bins outside the school.
Yeah, and did that work all right?
They do brilliantly, yes. Yeah. They're collected regularly.
Who collects them then? You do?
I do at the moment, yes.
Yeah.
And we also have collection points in Co-op and Tesco's in Mumbles and Co-op in Bryn Mill. We have the West Cross Community Centre and the Ostream. And we also have, those are the public collection points. We also have other businesses collecting certain items. So you've got nearly every pub in Mumbles collecting crisp packets, post-scratchings, nuts. We have the pharmacies collecting the non-foods like personal care and beauty, toothbrushes, contact lenses.
Is that where Julia Roberts?
That's right, Judith Roberts, yeah.
So you could take them there and she would?
Certainly, yes.
But you couldn't actually put them into your bins, could you? The contact lenses?
Not to be recycled, no.
No.
Again, they have blister packs and they're mixed with the foil and plastic. Yeah.
But you do it a different way.
Yeah. Everything gets sent off to TerraCycle. Yeah. And then they get washed, clean, processed into pellets, and then they make things like benches.
Now, I'm sure you guys can tell me, you do it in school as well?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So you've got your own bins inside?
Yes. We have them in the fire.
And you always take all your rubbish in there? And
we had like a half-term project where we had to collect 10 pieces of rubbish that couldn't really be recycled.
Okay.
And then we had to bring them into school.
Yeah.
And then the teacher would take them and bring them to TerraCycle.
Right, right.
And also we had to bring in batteries.
That's good. Collecting,
that's not part of the scheme, but we have started collecting batteries now through a different
batteries important.
Through school, yes.
Because people just don't... What about... ink cartridges. Do you do anything with those?
We don't do
anything. I never know what to do with those. I think
I'm sure there are schemes out there.
Well, there were, but I don't seem to. That was just.
One of the important things as well is we want to try and educate people. It's not just recycling. Recycling is a last resort, and obviously we want to refuse first. Do we need packaging? Do we need straws? Things like that. Refuse, reduce. And we've worked out that multi-pack of crisps uses 3.5 times more plastic than if you use a big bag and just put out portions from a big bag.
Makes
sense,
doesn't it?
So 3.5 times more plastic. So you don't have to stop eating crisps. Yeah. Just choose more wisely and you can reduce plastic.
Yeah, you can see that, can't you? We don't think about it, do we? But now you've pointed out. Now, have you got partnerships with you said there are bins in the Co-op and Tesco's and...
We've got public. The Mumbles Community Council have been very supportive,
right.
And they've offered funding. And Mumbles Pier is the first business that's sponsored us.
Okay.
And so they sponsored £60 towards the collection bins.
Mm. Right, that's good.
Which is brilliant, yes.
Yeah,
and we'd like more businesses to come forward and help to support us.
Yeah.
Brilliant scheme for everyone.
That's great. I hope I know the answer to this, but this scheme, is it just a temporary scheme or is it likely to continue? Or?
Certainly not. This TerraCycle have been working with groups for many, many years. The products that they collect might change over the year depending on what the big businesses invest in. But certainly, it's a long-term scheme.
Excellent.
That we hope will do very well. And we're already seeing we've been running for... We've done for 6 weeks, and already in the first 2 weeks of March, we're nearly up to what we got in 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see a lot of bags in the corner there.
Yeah, it's going to double us. We brought with us today about 2,500 empty crisp packets.
And where do they all come from?
They've come from all the collection points from the pubs. Okay. I think the Six Nations Rugby's helped bump up the consumption of crisps.
I'm sure we have. Yeah. I love crisps. Right. Obviously, everybody here thinks that this is a good idea. Did you all think that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think that?
Because we have to take care of our world, and it's our world, and if we ruin it by, like, crisp packets and biscuit packets and cake packets, then it'll, like, all the animals will die.
That's lovely.
And all the oceans, and it'll spread into the oceans, and then the animals will get it stuck in there, and then they'll, like, die.
Yeah, have you seen it on television?
Yes.
Is it?
Do you like to watch Blue Planet, don't you, Ro?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quite shocking, some of the things you see, aren't they? It really does.
It's incredible, and all because of human behaviour.
Oh, it just, you know, unbelievable. Thank you. Do you all encourage other people as well?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
I think we need the children to teach the adults.
Oh, so true.
I think they're pretty clued up, the children now, with getting the parents and the grandparents and the neighbours to recycle as well.
Because they're going to be on the planet a lot longer than we are.
Yeah.
Me anyway. Okay. Also, we need to encourage our listeners, although we can't see them, but, you know, this, we get quite a few thousand people listening to us, and that, you know, is a wide area, isn't it? If everybody can...
Well, I think there's approximately 17,000 people in Mumbles, so if everybody only... put one item in the bin every week. Mm. That's 17,000 items not going into landfill or into the sea.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Your school obviously is doing really well here. Do you think it'll expand to other schools, or do other schools already do it?
Other schools are not at the moment. We've started off in our school. As I say, we've only been going for 2 months. So we're trying to build it up and get used to the scheme. But now we'd love to encourage other schools to come on board. I'll be approaching them over the next week.
Yeah.
See if they'd like to join the scheme.
Have you spoken to anybody yet? I mean,
not at the moment.
So you've got no feelings.
I wanted to make sure that I knew how to run it first before.
Of course.
Get all the recycling coming in.
Well, why would anybody not want to do it?
It makes sense,
doesn't it?
It's free. It's absolutely. Free to businesses.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you want to add while you've got the opportunity, or do you think we've more or less covered it? Or?
Stop putting things in bins that we collect, please. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting people used to. You don't have to put a crisp packet in the bin anymore, or a crisp packet in the bin. Mm. If you're working collecting your street, there's lots of ways different to collect.
Yeah.
Just contact us.
Yeah. We do have in this area quite often a litter pick that's it's not related exactly to what you're doing, but that the Mumbles Development Trust they organise.
They've been very supportive as well. I've already spoken to Sharni from Mumbles Pier
and
getting the scheme involved in a beach clean.
Yeah, they often do it in Black Pill, which is which is just one, and Mumbles itself, of course, but. If, as you say, and I do feel very strongly about this as well, if people are so filthy and throwing things around, I'm sure we all get rubbish just thrown into our front gardens because people walk past them.
It's
just can't be bothered. It's just...
They need to take more responsibility for their own waste.
Yeah.
Can I bring up one more thing?
Please.
Just to mention that. I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's a thing called eco-bricking. And eco-bricking, I think, started in Indonesia. And it's all over the world now. And it's people taking responsibility for their own plastic that's not recyclable.
Right.
And the idea of it is that they have plastic bottles, but then they fill with all the plastic that can't be recycled, and they use these bottles called eco bricks, and they use them as building tools. So they might make raised beds in the garden, they might make benches, stools, all things they can make. But even if people only try to make one of these bricks, and they are quite difficult to make, if they only try to make one, they realise how much plastic they actually collect on a weekly, daily, weekly basis. And just to get into the mind, you know, what they're actually using then, because I think people just throw things in the bin or recycling and don't actually take account of what they're,
of
the plastic they're actually using.
Are you able to explain how to make one, or is that too...
There are schemes going on in, workshops going on in the Waterfront Museum.
Oh, right.
There is a Swansea EcoBrick community on Facebook, and there's a national one, but they explain how to make them.
Yeah. So it's best maybe going to the museum.
You go to the museum, I say I'll go to the Swansea Facebook page, Swansea EcoBrick Facebook page.
I must confess, I've never heard of that.
It's like if someone's doing a diet and do a food diary for a week, and they think, I didn't realise I ate that much food. It's pretty similar to doing the eco bricks, that you collect this plastic and you don't actually realise they've used all that in the last week.
This is great, isn't it? It's so important.
Well, there are answers out there.
Well, Ruth, thank you for coming along, and all you guys as well.
Oh, we have a Facebook page.
Sorry?
So we have a Facebook page.
All right.
St David's Community Recycling Mumbles.
Okay.
And our Twitter handle is at Mumbles Recycles.
Okay. Make a note of that. And is it on your website?
It's not on the school website, but it is on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, that's enough.
So they just type in the scheme.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. Well, again, thank you, all of you, for coming and for your contribution.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Please let us know how the scheme goes.
We will.
And I'm going to have another chat with you in a little while, just to see.
Great.
Maybe I could come into the school and do that, because we can do it in the school as well. But in the meantime, all of you, just thank you and keep up the good work.
Recycle!
Well done. Very good. Okay, this has been Briefing with me, Peter Tremuin, on Oystermouth Radio. We're online, on tablet, on smartphone, and on TuneIn Radio. And until next time, from me, it's goodbye.